A UN report is calling for an international investigation into last month's assassination of Lebanon's former prime minister. The report criticized Lebanon's own investigation, which it called seriously flawed. The UN report stopped short of assessing blame for the car bombing in Beirut that killed Rafiq Hariri and 17 others, but it said Syria bears primary responsibility for the political tensions in Lebanon which preceded the attack. Today, the Lebanese government rejected the report's findings, and it accused the UN of exceeding its authority. Michael Young is opinion page editor of the Daily Star newspaper in Lebanon, and he joins me now. No finger-pointing, precisely, but Syria is clearly implicated.
Well, exactly. I mean, they pointed the finger at Syria and the Lebanese authorities, but then they couched it by saying, well, we cannot blame anyone specifically for the blast. But the fact of the matter is, if one reads the report, it's very clear that they are the ones who seem to be responsible. All alternative theories are sort of shot down.
There are allegations in the report that Syria's President Bashar Assad actually threatened Rafiq Hariri with physical harm in a meeting last summer. What can you tell us about that?
Well, that story was circulating back then when it happened, and it's been confirmed by countless officials. Yes, Bashar al-Assad did apparently threaten Hariri. Hariri told this to several people, and Hariri was threatened subsequently by the head of Syrian military intelligence in Lebanon as well. And even, it is said, a gun was pointed at him in that second meeting. So these stories are well known here.
And threatened because of what activity on his part?
Well, essentially, the Syrians wanted him to induce his parliamentary bloc to vote in favor of an extension of Lebanese president Emil Lahoud. The Syrians were very keen to keep Lahoud on. Hariri opposed that, and he was essentially threatened so that he would support an extension of the president's mandate.
The Lebanese probe into the killing that was criticized in the UN report, did that probe, the Lebanese probe, come up with any conclusions?
No, I think the Lebanese probe is a complete sham, and the person who wrote the UN report made that very clear. Indeed, earlier this week, the Lebanese magistrate who was in charge of that probe resigned because the file, essentially, the investigation file, was virtually empty. So it's very clear that this is a sham probe, and it would probably lead nowhere.
And has there been a reaction within Lebanon and also Syria to all of this, this UN report?
Well, I think it's we're still in the early hours for it to be digested. It is the 40th day after the assassination of Hariri, which in the Middle East is considered a commemorative day. It's still a bit quiet now. It's also the beginning of the Easter weekend. So we will have to wait a little bit to see how it's digested.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Michael Young is opinion page editor of the Daily Star newspaper in Lebanon, speaking from Beirut.